You know, there's a lot of controversy around this topic in across the country. Obviously, you know, this is not going to be a political speech, Jaime, but, you know, I would still say a few personal opinions. Seriously, in terms of the, there's a lot of anxiety that takes place with our kids, especially when their parents are being deported or they fear that they are going to be deported. So there's a lot of residual issues that we have to take care of and look after. Some of the statistics that I just wanted to share with you before we begin the presentation says one in four children in the U.S. live with in immigrant families. An estimated 5.1 million children in the United States live in a family where at least one parent is undocumented. So importantly, you know, we have a lot of our students that come from families that are not here with the U.S. legal citizenship. And this is a story of Cesar Montelengo that I wanted to share with you. You know, we all know about border violence, especially, you know, having grown up in Laredo and having my office there. There's a lot of people that are coming to this area to, you know, get away from the drug cartels. Parents decided to come here when Cesar turned 10 years of age, and despite his undocumented status, he, you know, lived in poverty in a trailer with 10 other people. He graduated third in his high school class and earned a full scholarship to New Mexico State University. After graduating from New Mexico State, Cesar applied to Loyola's School of Medicine and became the first student with DACA status to be accepted to the MD-PhD program.